And we left off in the middle of Siman Shin Beis Siftes. Machaber said that you could pour water on top of your shoe to wash it off. Just pouring water is fine. But to mechabes it, to really wash it properly, that means to wipe one side against the other side, rub leather against leather, that's going to be aser. In fact, it could even be a chiyuv chatos, the Mishnah Berurah says, because same with this kibbutz by material, this kibbutz by leather as well. Shoes, assuming over here they may have leather, there is a malach of kibbutz. However, that kibbutz is only if you do a real kibbutz. Just pouring some water to wet the shoes, that self is not going to be an iser at all. So to wipe one side against the other well, that's when it's wet, that's going to be real melacha d'oraisa, even by iris, even by leather, even by skin, which is not the material. Just pour some water, it'll be mutter, and to mechabes it without rubbing it hard, that might be also mid rabbanan. However, look at the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a beged, you have clothing, something made of material, sheishav lichach, that's dirty, and Mr. Berurah says dirty, doesn't have to be majorly dirty, even if it has a little saliva, its own spat in it, and the Shaar HaTzion says for sure, if it's really dirty, from Eraglaim, or Tzaya, or from someone going to the bathroom, so it has some sort of a lichlich on it, even a little bit dirty, kavachemah, very dirty, even to pour water on it is a problem, because that's kibbutz, even a small amount of water, to pour water on it, that's going to wash it off, that's kibbutz, that's malabin, and that's going to be chayiv. By a beged, we say, Mishnah Berurah explains, Shriyasa is el kibbutzai. Even pouring water on it or soaking water, that's really a kibbutz, that's part of the malacha of malabin, and it's chayav deraisa. Supposed to, by a shoe that's made out of leather, even though there is kibbutz, we don't say Shriyasa is el kibbutzai. Just pouring water on it, that's not considered kibbutz, only if you machabas, if you wash it properly. By a beged, even pouring water, we say, Shriyasa is el kibbutzai. Then their mother discusses a beged that doesn't have lichluch. It's not dirty, it's a clean beged. So is there Shriyasa el kibbutzai on that? First, the Ramah says that's mutter to pour water on a beggar that's clean. Because since it's clean, we don't say Shriyasa el kibbutzai. Just making it wet or soaking it is not considered a kibbutz when it's clean. Only on a beggar that's dirty, we say Shriyasa el kibbutzai. But a clean beggar, we don't say Shriyasa el kibbutzai. Says the Ramah, to pour a lot of water on, that'll be a problem with Shema Yisra. You might come up to squeeze it. But a small amount will be fine, we do not say Shriyasa el kibbutzai. Unless the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're mechaven, the reason why you're pouring the small amount of water on is in order to clean it intentionally, then the vowel will be aser. If kavanah is not to clean it, just pouring water on is not Shriyasa el kibbutzai, is not a problem. A lot of water will be a problem, Shem Yisrait, and a small amount of water will be okay. This issur of pouring a lot of water on a clean beged, because you might come to squeeze it, Mishnah Berurah says, if it's something you're not makma meimah, if it doesn't bother you if it gets wet, and you leave it a long time wet, there's no gzera Shem Yisrait. Possibly by a towel, which is meant to get wet, or meant even to get very wet, there's no gzera Shem Yisrait. That would be a good example. As opposed to clothing, that you do mind if it gets wet. So there, a lot of water will be exeri. You might come to schita, you might come to squeeze it. Only a small amount will be okay. The other more brings yesh oisim b'chol inyan. There's another sheet that holds that three also kibbutzai is even by a clean beggar, which is not of lichluk, and then even a small amount of water will be also to pour in it because of the problem of kibbutz. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if pouring this water onto the beggar is done derech lichluk, it's just spilling it on derech lichluk, not in a clean way. So that'll be mutter, like we're going to see soon in Hashem in Sif Yud on the next Sif. Because even though we say Shriyasa el kibbutzai is even by a clean beged, that's only when it's not done derech luchluch. But the water is poured on derech luchluch, then it will not be aser. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a machlokes about this, it's not so simple, and therefore when you're dealing with a shayla of deraisa, you should be machmer. Now, in the Bir Halacha, he brings a whole shayla, if we say Shriyasa el kibbutzai on a beged she'ein bar luchluch in the Shittas HaMechaber. Because the Machaber discusses a beged sheyesh alav lichluch, which is dirty, and we say even a little bit dirty from saliva or something like that, it's also the pour water on, kazel kibbutzai, shriyasa kibbutzai. Mashmoyah says that if it's a clean beged, we don't say shriyasa zel kibbutzai, according to the Machaber. Remember, the Ramah brings a machlekes about this. The first sheet of the Ramah is Megal, and the second sheet is Yesh Oysrim, Bechlein in the second sheet is Shtas Machmer, and with the Shav Deraisa, Mishnah Berurah says, Bechlein Machmerim, and to be Machmer. However, in the Machaber, it would sound like, it's mutter, it's fine, as long as no lichluch, there's no problem, Shirazah Kibbutzai. However, the Bialacha brings, it's really machlekes, halun the Machaber. The Malavram Taka reads the Machaber, we just said, that a clean beg, there's no Shirazah Kibbutzai. There are other Achraim, though, who learn the Machaber, not like there's rice in different places, and therefore there's no clear Achral. What the Machaber Shita, there's many Rishonim who are Machmer, probably more Rishonim Mekel, many Rishonim Machmer as well. And therefore, when the Shah of the Raisa, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Bir Halacha say to Machmer, Pichosh Vishriel Zel Kibbutzai, even by a clean beged. Mizashem, in the next Sif Yud, we'll learn more about what if it's done Derech Lichluch.